Ford met with their critical public. That is one of their critical publics. That is the Hard Agents Association, and laid before them what new fare would be. And pending the holding of a press conference to make that public. But then it went out and went viral, and there was a lot of uproar. The vice president, who generally oversees the policy aspect of the Hajj operations to ensure that everything is in order, decided to call the board for a meeting, during which he posed a number of questions and realized that the old order can be maintained without affecting generally the operations. And so he, based upon what the president also wants, I hear the president also told him that no, it should be maintained. So he has decided to direct the board to maintain the old fare of 15,000 Ghana cedis, including other miscellaneous expenses regarding the performance of the Hajj by pilgrim.
What went into the decision to increase the fare before the vice president's intervention? And is this not going to affect your accounting books?
There is what is called the annual Hajj conference in Saudi Arabia, where representatives of participating countries go to bring back information about new modality quota for the individual countries and so on and so forth. Now, when they got there, I think they discovered that certain increments have been effected on some services and utilities. So that informed their decision to raise, augment the cost of the package, fare, accommodation, and blah, 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 blah.
So when is this Hajj going to happen?
There is the timetable. The board will meet over it and then come out with the departure date for the first flight.
You heard spokesperson for the National Hajj Board, Alhaji Gomda, talking to Felix Kofi.